This is the World Challenge devotion for Wednesday, June 16th. Where to Look When Fear Rises by David Wilkerson. As Christians in Paul's day sensed the destruction of Jerusalem drawing near, they wanted to know more about prophetic events. They were fearful about rumors concerning the ruthlessness of invading armies who took multitudes captive into slavery. It caused these believers to sense that perilous times were close at hand. They asked Paul to tell them more about what was to come and how to read the times. Paul responded with these words of assurance, "But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night." 1 Thessalonians 5:1-2. Rather than focus on trying to predict the future, Paul urged them to be encouraged by what would take place when Christ returned. "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with a trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then those who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words." 1 Thessalonians 4:16-18. Paul was essentially saying, there's no need for you to be overly concerned about all the fearful signs and calamities. You well know what this is about. It's all signaling the coming of the Lord Jesus to take away his people. The truth is that history is going somewhere. We can be sure that the swift current of unfolding events today is carrying us toward God's eternal purpose. The world is not adrift. The Lord hasn't abandoned the earth, no matter how wicked and faithless humankind has become. Rather, God has simply picked up the pace. What we are seeing now is a swift movement of events towards the one divine event ahead, the recreation of a new heaven and earth, where Christ will reign supreme for all eternity. As followers of Christ, our focus is not to be on daily news reports. We are not to dwell on wars and rumors of wars. When Jesus said, "Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near," Luke 21:28, he tells us where our focus should be. World Challenge, transforming lives through the message and mission of Jesus Christ. Visit us online at worldchallenge.org.